Scientology frequently uses the terms theta and mest to explain the relationship between spiritual and physical reality. Mest is an acronym for matter, energy, space, and time. It refers to the physical universe. Theta refers broadly to spiritual life, thought, or the life principle. Athetan is understood as an individual spiritual being associated with Theta. Within Scientology's worldview, Theta and Mest are distinct. Spiritual beings interact with and act upon the physical universe. Greater spiritual advancement is associated with increased freedom from limitations connected to matter, energy, space, and time. This framework addresses important human questions. Why does the physical world sometimes feel limiting? Why do bodies become sick or tired? Why do people experience a desire for spiritual freedom? Is there more to reality than what we can see and measure? Christianity agrees that reality cannot be reduced to physical matter. God is spirit, and human beings have a spiritual dimension. However, Christianity describes the relationship between spiritual and physical reality differently. The Bible begins with God, not with two competing categories of theta and mest. God created matter, energy, space, and time. The physical universe is not eternal, independent, or inherently opposed to spiritual life. It exists because the personal triune God freely created it. Genesis repeatedly describes God's creation as good. The material world can be misused, damaged, and subjected to corruption because of sin. But physical creation itself is not evil. Our bodies, relationships, work, food, land, creativity, and physical surroundings remain parts of God's good creation. Christianity also distinguishes the Holy Spirit from an impersonal spiritual force. The Holy Spirit is not spiritual energy that people learn to control. He is the personal, divine, third person of the Trinity. He speaks, guides, gives gifts, produces spiritual fruit, glorifies Christ, and forms believers into a Christian community. Human spirits are created. The Holy Spirit is God. This distinction protects Christians from treating prayer, scripture, or ministry as spiritual technology. Christians do not use a precise technique to control spiritual power. They live in a trusting relationship with the sovereign God. A helpful ministry question might be, what does the distinction between theta and mest teach you about spiritual freedom? After listening carefully, a Christian might say, may I share how Christianity understands the spiritual and physical dimensions of creation? The gospel does not promise that we will become spiritual beings who control physical reality. It announces that the Creator entered His creation, Jesus Christ became flesh, lived among us, died physically, and rose bodily from the grave. Christian hope is not freedom from God's material creation. It is reconciliation with God and the renewal of the whole creation under the lordship of Jesus Christ.